بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. جان فدا. سرتیپ دوم ستاد فتوالله رشیدزاده فرمانده دانشگاه افسری امام علی علیه السلام ضمن عرض خیر مقدم به محضر نورانی سلاله پاک زهرا اطهر ولی امر مسلمین جهان و فرمانده معظم کل قوا به استحضار میرساند.
What you're watching is امام علی's military academy and the head of the military academy is reporting to Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Islamic Revolution.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Recitation of Quranic verses by one of the military personnel at Imam Ali Military Academy.
أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا. فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا. صدق الله العلي.
اجرای رزمایش فدایان ولایت.
Thank you.
از محضر ولی امر مسلمین رهبر معظم انقلاب اسلامی و فرمانده معزز کل قوا استدعا دارد در صورت اراده حاضران را مستفیض فرمایند.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم.
آیت الله سید علی خامنه‌ای, سوپریم لیدر آف اسلامیک ریپابلیک آف ایران, از میکن ا سپیچ فور دی ملیتری کدتس ات امام علی ملیتری اکادمی. I would like to congratulate you, dear military personnel. The outfit that you have on is the outfit of honor. Because with your presence and your service, and with the characteristic merits that every Muslim soldier has, you are the source of hope for the nation of Iran and this holy land of Islamic Republic of Iran. The armed forces in every part of the world are considered as one of the most important pillars of the foundation of a country and its strength. But when the symbol of a nation's strength becomes doubly important, and that is the strength not only based on the weapon and depending on the weapon that you have in your hands, even though it's important, but it also, what's more important than the weaponry that you hold in your hand is the spirit of the armed soldier. And that's in fact what makes the strength and the greatness of a country much more stronger and much more important. A nation having brave soldiers such as you, whose hearts are lit with the resolve in Islam, a nation having men like you, young men like you, in fact possess a strength and a grandeur that cannot be easily found throughout the history. You, our dear armed forces, are in that position and in that outfit now. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, the armed forces of our country do not show their strength just by the arms and weaponry, but their resolve is based on their fate, on your fate. In fact, what you do is to spread the word of God and to defend the Islamic value. An Iranian soldier has become a soldier and has worn this outfit in order to defend those values. In today's materialistic world and throughout the history, the armies have been formed in order to quench the thirst of the oppressors and the powerful. And if today the armed forces in some countries are used in order to oppress others and dominate others, but in the Islamic Republic of Iran, our soldiers sacrifice their lives in order to defend Islamic values and in order to establish Islamic virtues and the resistance shown by our soldiers in the battlefield and when there is a need. And in fact, this is what will achieve the final victory and the decisive victory. Today, in the world, different and new experiences show a lot of realities. In fact, an army that is armed to the teeth that could impress the armies in the region, in among the Arab countries, that army, when confronted with the strong resolve and strong faith of young Hezbollah in Iran, had to accept defeat. And in fact, that strong army was proven to be weak when opposed by the faithful and strong-willed Hezbollah young people. Our soldiers in the Revolutionary Guard Corps and in the Army, in the Navy, the Air Force, in all branches of our armed forces, are known as individuals that not only possess military capability, but our forces have shown that they have a strong faith in Islam and strong belief, and this is a great exception among the armies of the world. You should value this quality. You, my dear young soldiers, you're getting yourself ready in order to serve your people, to show your people that you are the individuals who have been trusted to protect the country. You have proven that you are to be trusted as far as your bravery is concerned, and you have stepped on this road, and you have created such future for yourself. Our nation, our people support the armed forces. Our people consider the armed forces as part of the nation that cannot be separated from the body of the nation. And in fact, you are the fortress that protects the nation. And you should remember throughout your military training and never forget that you have formed a fortress in which our people are protected. The people who rose by the name of God Almighty and created a revolution and showed bravery, and with that bravery they made the enemy to back off. The enemy in the beginning of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and when the revolution became victorious, thought that Islamic Republic of Iran could not stand a terrible storm, according to them, against Islam, and we will be defeated. But today, they confess that Islamic Republic of Iran is the strongest nation, and you are the strongest military force. And this strength is found in your resolve, in your belief. The responsibilities of a military personnel, a soldier, is a strict discipline, great training, alertness, and on top of that, having a strong faith. You, dear young people of this nation, should value your youth in order to serve your people and serve Islam. You are living the best years of your lives, and by acquiring virtuosity and what is needed for a soldier that is ready to sacrifice his life, and also all the qualities that the soldier needs in order to serve God Almighty. So you have the chance to be the chosen people of the world and servants of your people. Islamic Republic of Iran armed forces need great people, great soldiers that can shoulder this responsibility. And thank God, from day one of Islamic revolution in Iran, this need has been satisfied. And now it's up to you to fulfill this commitment and this responsibility. I pray to God Almighty for protect you and our nation, and as the great and the greatest armed forces in the world, and I will pray to God Almighty to create you success. And may God bless you all, and prosperity to all of you. The Guard of Honor is ready to file past Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran. special elite forces of Imam Ali, a military school is showing their skills in front of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
حمد خداست که بر هر جمله دیگر فاتحه میخواند و دست نیاز دلها را به اقیانوس توکل میرساند. قدمگاه قلبمان عزت سرای شادمانی است که نوروز دیدارتان مهرگان را جامعه فرودین میپوشاند و ارتش را به آفتاب اقتدار ایران اسلامی برکت میدهد. آنچه فضل این دوباره دیدار شده بهاریست در چشم برنا و دست و بازوی توانای جوانان دانش آموخته این دانشگاه و نمایش دیراشنا و آشکار از جهاد علم و خودسازی جسم و جان. اینان که امروز سردوشی دانایی و دینبری
soldiers that are being graduated today will be the officers of Iranian armed forces, and this military academy is called the Imam Ali Military School, and they are ready to sacrifice their lives in the name of Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful. These soldiers are ready for the holy jihad. These soldiers are ready to serve the deprived of the world. Newly graduates of Imam Ali Military School are filing past Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran and the Commander of the Armed Forces. What you're watching is the graduates of Imam Ali Military Academy marching and filing past آیت الله سید علی خامنه ای سپریم لیدر آف اسلامیک ریپابلیک آف ایران اند دی کماندر آف دی آرمد فورسز آف دی ریپابلیک. آیت الله سید علی خامنه ای سپریم لیدر آف اسلامیک ریپابلیک آف ایران اند کماندر آف دی ایرانیان آرمد فورسز ریسنتلی ویزیتد امام علی ملیتری اکادمی اند دی گرادجوئتس آف دی اکادمی فایل پاست دی لیدر. آیت الله خامنه ای میدی سپیچ ان دیس ویزیت and wished Iranian armed forces success.